Thaddeus McCotter's abrupt resignation last month means there needs to be a special election to fill his spot, even if it is for just a couple of weeks. Now, some Oakland County officials say the state ought to chip in for that. Any chance Lansing is going to go for that idea, Jack?
Well, some Wayne County officials in the 11th District say the same thing, Rena, but the odds are that they won't because most of the legislature isn't in the 11th District, and they're not in a mood to shell out any more money than they have to, especially in an election year. And so it's likely that unless they do, the governor gets behind this, or unless they do something retroactive post the election, which I suppose they could do, I think there's not much chance of that.
And it's not cheap either, is it?
It's going to be at least $650,000. One local official thought that was an underestimate. And the insanity of this is some places, Garden City, for example, are holding a special election, but they're not even in the 11th District anymore after January. And again, this is for a position that would be filled for just a couple of months. Now, if you want to blame somebody, you really can blame the Republican candidates who won't get off the ballot. If there's only one Democrat, and logically, there's only one Republican, Carrie Bentivoglio, who won the primary, who probably should be their candidate for the special election, but there's three or four other Republicans who won't get off of there. If they did get off of the ballot, they wouldn't have to have the primary, but as it is, they do.
Michigan's a popular place with presidential and vice presidential candidates this week. How did Vice President Joe Biden do in his campaign stop? And how friendly will Southeast Michigan be to Mitt Romney and his running mate Paul Ryan today?
Well, Biden did very well with the folks he spoke to, especially at Renaissance High School. I anticipate that the Romney-Ryan ticket will do very well, too. But what they're doing in large part, Rena, is raising money. They're here to raise money, but also, in Biden's case, to kind of fire up the faithful. The big worry on both sides, and especially on the Democrat side, is that their voters won't turn out. The people who were so enthusiastic for President Obama 4 years ago aren't that enthusiastic now, and this is sort of a hotting up exercise. You'll see a lot of this, and in at least temporarily, in the case of the vice president meeting with these mainly African-American students in Detroit and their parents and some other folks, it seemed to work. But you have to understand there's multiple purposes for these campaign stops.
Ballot petition mania continues in Michigan. Do you think that most of us really can keep track of what's on, what's off, and what's being challenged, Jack?
Of course not. I can barely keep track of it, and I get paid to do so. It is sort of craziness, and right now there's a possibility of six things being on the ballot. There's one on the ballot for sure, and the other is, you know, it's sort of like if it was a baseball game where every call by the umpire, they appealed to the commissioner because everything is dragged through the courts. And the other question to wonder about, well, I mean, they have to do this pretty fast, Rena, because the ballots have to be printed around Labor Day or soon after Labor Day so they can be mailed out to people like soldiers who are serving abroad. The real question is, when a voter goes in the voting booth and they see three or four or six ballot proposals, how do they have time to make sense of them?
Yeah, well, I'm already confused. Thanks for the update, Jack.
Well, I hope you have a non-confused and non-stressed weekend.